You're listening to Community Connection here on KGMI. I'm Crystal King, and my guest in studio today is Joshua Miller. He is the General Manager of Western Solar Renewable Energy Solutions here in Whatcom County. Welcome, Josh.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So, Josh, first of all, let's talk about Western Solar. How long has it been in Whatcom County?
So, Western Solar has been operating here for just over 10 years. It was actually started by Jack Hardy. And Jack Hardy's a former professor at Huxley College here at Western, taught environmental science for several years. And then after he retired, he decided he wanted to start building solar homes. And so he built, I believe, three or four homes, and he put some solar panels on them. And when people came out, nobody asked about the homes. Everybody said, well, what are those things up on the roof? And that was about 8 years ago. And then from there, he said, well, geez, nobody cares about spending the year building the home. Let's start just doing solar systems in the county. And so Western Solar started, and it's been kind of growing quite a bit since then.
Now, you've been in the business longer than that, correct?
So I've been doing solar for about 12 years now. I started out down in the solar market in Arizona. My father actually built solar homes since the 1970s. And then 12 years ago, I started working for one of the solar electric companies, putting panels on, really when the industry was in its infancy. And so I did it for several years down there. And we were actually buying all of our solar equipment from Alpha Technologies here in Bellingham.
Oh, really?
So I've had a Washington connection to the solar industry for quite a long time.
And so then you came up to this area because of Alpha Tech?
Yeah, so Alpha Tech used to only distribute product, and then they got into actually doing large-scale installations all over the world, and they recruited me to come up and be a sales manager, and I used to handle all of the Western United States out of Bellingham here, and Western Solar was one of my customers, and so I got to know Jack in a business relationship, and then he and I got to be really good friends, and in 2008, when Obama came into office, I kind of saw the writing on the wall that there was going to be a bunch of incentives coming in, and the industry was going to take off here in Washington. And so I became partners in Western Solar back at the end of 2008 when the economy was falling apart for everyone else. And we opened a business right in the middle of all that and really expanded Western Solar.
Now, you said it used to be that you would only do, maybe three or four every month or so. And now you're doing like three to four a week.
Yeah. So when I first started out with Jack, the incentives weren't what they were today. There was just a small handful of people in the county. People that really were only concerned with going green. You couldn't talk about the finances of solar back then because solar was twice as expensive just in 2008, and the incentives were about half what they are now. Hmm. And so we would get 7, 8, 10, 12 projects a year. And then it was really about 2010 that the industry really started exploding here in the state. And we're doing about 3 to 4 projects a week now.
Now, let's talk about some of the misconceptions that people might have. Specifically, one of the first ones that you hear is solar here in the Pacific Northwest. How does that work?
So that is always the first question. And, usually when you go to a solar company's website, the very first thing says, yes, solar actually works around here. And the reason it works is that everyone always thinks about the rainy days that we have in the middle of the winter, but they kind of forget that when we do have sun here, we have very, very long days. And so what works really nice here in Washington is that the utilities allow you to overproduce during the summer months when we have our long sunny days, and they actually allow you to push your extra solar power out onto the utility grid. Then they credit your account, and then you're allowed to use those solar credits throughout the winter months. So we don't worry about the rainy days. We really bank on all of those long sunny days during June, July, August that we get around here.
Well, and it doesn't have to be direct sun, right?
It doesn't. So even during the winter months, we still get quite a bit of production. We have those spells where January, February, we have a couple weeks where it's just blue, sunny skies. And solar actually works better when it's a colder temperature out. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you'll actually get better solar production on a cold January day than you will on a warm July day around here.
Now, another misconception is that it's just way too expensive.
So You know, 5 years ago, that definitely was the issue with solar. Solar was about twice as expensive. There weren't many incentives. But since then, we've had a whole bunch of incentives come into place from the federal government, the state of Washington, and Puget Sound Energy. So we actually have one of the two best returns on investment in the entire nation right now. The only other place that's similar to us is Hawaii. So we run circles around Arizona and Southern California as far as how quickly solar will pay back around here.
So who is the right person to start thinking solar?
So really anybody who has an open south-facing roof where they get sun on their roof from about 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. and you need to be working. And the reason I say you need to be working is one of the biggest incentives is the federal government gives you a 30% federal tax credit. Well, you have to be working and paying taxes to really take advantage of that. So if you have a home, it has a good south-facing roof and you pay taxes and you're planning on staying in your house for at least 5 years, because that's about how long it takes for the system to pay itself back.
Okay.
So if you're going to be there for 5 years, you can really take advantage of it. The system will fully pay itself off. And then you'll, after that point, continue to get free electricity, or you can sell your home and you have a really big advantage over the other homes in your area.
Now, when somebody comes in your door, what brings them in the door in the first place? Just curiosity, or are they thinking more about going green?
So we have kind of a combination. There's definitely the curiosity factor. Solar has been getting a lot of promotion, and you can't turn on the TV or open up magazines now with their stories about solar everywhere. And so there's the curiosity customers, but the biggest majority of our customers are people who are looking at retiring in the next 5 to 10 years, and they're trying to figure out all the ways they can fix their costs. And so our typical customer is about 55, college educated, their home's paid for, the kids are gone. And this is one nice way that they can eliminate one of their bills once they're going to be retired.
Interesting. Now, Josh, you say you guys will do a site analysis, right? Just to determine if someone should take that next step.
We do. And so this is it's a free service that all the solar companies offer, where if you are interested, you just ask the solar company, they'll come out. They'll actually get up on the roof, and there are devices that allow us to do an instantaneous snapshot of the horizon at your property. And so what the horizon shot does is it tells me what time the sun rises on your roof and what time it sets. And so it takes into account trees, telephone poles, neighbors' houses, anything that might shade those solar panels. And then we can actually feed that into a very accurate computer modeling program, and we can give you exact predictions on how that system is going to perform for the next 30 years on your house.
Now, Josh, again, we're talking to Josh Miller. He is the general manager of Western Solar here in Whatcom County. If people want to find out more about solar, where do they need to go?
One of the best places to go is, I'd like to promote our company, but a good independent source is you actually go to the Solar Washington site. So it's solarwa.org. And there's on there, you can get contact information for solar dealers. And there's a great downloadable list on there that is kind of the questions that you should ask a solar contractor. And so you can download that. You can call up 2 or 3 contractors in your area. We always recommend getting multiple bids because there's often differing points of view. And then, you know, everyone comes out, they do the solar assessment, and you can really weigh your options. But if you want to come down, you can actually just come right down to our office downtown. We can chat about it and then send somebody out to do that assessment at your site.
Okay, you're located at 319 East Champion Street here in Bellingham. If people want to find out more about Western Solar, where do they go?
Absolutely. You can come down to our office, or you can go to westernsolarinc.com. There's quite a bit of information. And one of the biggest things is people like to see, well, what is it actually going to look like on my house? Oh, yeah. And so we have a big photo section on there that kind of shows you just about every type of roof and house that's out there, and really give you an idea. Because once the system goes in, you don't really worry about it. Once all your bills are gone, the thing that you see is, what is that going to look like every day for the next 30 years when I drive up? And so aesthetics is always the number two question.
And they can give you a call at?
They can give us a call at 360-746-0859.
Great.
That's our main office. And just talk to our office manager and we'll have somebody out to your place.
Again, we are talking to Josh Miller, GM of Western Solar.